Alternative grains are growing in popularity for gardeners wanting some variety. We're looking at amaranth next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Play safe. Don't be a boating statistic. Nearly 80% of people who drowned in boating accidents would have survived if they'd only worn their life jacket. Anyone being towed from a boat, operating a personal watercraft, and children 12 and under must wear life jackets at all times. Utah State Park Rangers recommend everyone wear a life jacket. Utah boaters wear it. A message from the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Several alternatives to grains are popular for variety and color. Alex Grover with Quarter Acre Homestead highlights amaranth.
Quinoa has been kind of the darling of the alternative to grains for, gosh, probably 7 years now, something like that. I know it's been longer than five, and it's really, really hot here in Utah to be trying quinoa. It's a good nutrition. It's a good, what we'd call a pseudo grain, since it's not actually a true grain. It's not in the grass family. But it's probably not the best option here. But there are some things you can do. Amaranth here is tried and true. And you want a good quality grain. Amaranth is well tested over centuries. It grows well here. You can get on Baker Creek, the website, or on their catalog, and they've got 20 different varieties of amaranth. Some are best for leaf, some are best for grain, some are good for both. And that's a really, really good option to look at, particularly for next year, although you could probably start it right now and still get a crop. It's high protein, it's good quality stuff. You can pop it if you have a cannon. And then another one, and I have not tried this yet, but I think chia would do very well here in Utah. And that's one of the up-and-coming cereal grains. It's got a lot of benefits. It's good for baking. A lot of runners swear by it. And I haven't tried it yet, but I think that one would do really well here.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.